Hi, welcome back to yet another episode of the Full Stack Radio. I'm Hare, as always, and today we have a rather special episode of the exciting world, as always, of web development. So today's, let's say, current title is Emerging Trends in Web Development. So far, every one of you has been wondering about, I've reached a point where I've learned this, I've learned that. I'm actually standing up on my own right now in my own feet. And I can pretty much say anything I would like and do it on a project. So basically, if you are in this spot right now, kind of an intermediate to advanced or professional even programmers, I am talking to you today. And specifically about the things that you have achieved. Congratulations if you have actually achieved them through hard work, built lots of projects, and you got to this point where now you can imagine of your next steps on web development, on your personal career or your professional career. So today we're going to be talking more in depth about what's the current state of programming, some guidance about what's happening, which are the frameworks, the libraries that are being used right now, either on their starting status or maybe their extinction, let's say. We're going to talk about some PWAs or even progressive web apps and how the concept of the PWAs is growing lately. Serverless architectures, so many thoughts about some different platforms that use the serverless architecture and how they rose in the architecture and the web development itself over the years. We're going to be talking about another new but kind of similar with the serverless architecture is the headless CMS, which is being used on all of the previous things that we said, PWAs and serverless architecture. We're going to be talking about Jamstack and WebAssembly, which are two different, let's say, kind of workflows for web development, but rely and support better performance on your applications and ensure better capabilities for your own sake. So, just what I love to hear from everyone. Sit back, relax, do your own thing, drink your coffee, eat your breakfast. I don't know where you are right now, but sit back, relax, grab something, drink something, and let's discuss your next moves as a developer. So, first things first, we're going to be talking about the key points that you have to cover when thinking about your future steps. So think yourself as someone who has already worked with some things, has managed to accomplish some goals, either personal or professional, build some projects, and after you build those projects, you are now in a kind of dilemma where you don't understand, you don't know what exactly sacrifice and which are the next steps that you're going to be making throughout this career, throughout this small journey to find what you need to do. So, discussing about the current trends and the technologies, I think right now in the dominating field of this part is to highlight more their impact and the relevance that these are making into the web development world. These are two frameworks, Vue.js and React.js. So, as they are like the reigning supreme, they basically simplify everything that you have to do in terms of front-end development. So I don't know about you, but if you have managed to work with React or even Vue.js, I more actually worked with React and mostly lately with Pantry, my application on build right now. You have taken some consideration into building more with React and not so much with Vue, because I don't know, React is like coding like with butter on your fingers. I don't know if you actually get what I'm saying, but React has given me some good opportunities to progress in my front-end game. And this is why it is obviously dominating in the field of the current trends, and it has a high impact and relevance in the current status of things. I see so many companies, so many individuals, either students or even you. I don't know who are you listening and what are you trying to do, but if you haven't tried React, you have to do this because it opens you another pathway to becoming, I don't know, like a better front-end user. Because you are a user when you're building with React. You understand the state of things. You understand everything that needs attention, like in the front-end, mainly. But enough of managing React as a state of thing, because after its domination in the field, it, of course, highlights the impact that it has. But React cannot only be used in only solely React front-end application management and development, but it can be used to another new concept of development, like a new concept of building in a specific and a certain way, which is called PWA, or Progressive Web Application. So like explaining what the concept of the PWA is actually growing in popularity lately, because in order to discuss what the benefits and the challenges of it is like building an application directly from your website. So it's basically having your website as an application on your phone, on your mobile number. PWA is like Twitter, that is actually an application, a PWA that is called Twitter Lite. I don't know if they renamed it now. X Lite, I don't know. Maybe. And also the Starbucks app is a PWA. But the main things that PWAs have to consider giving to the user are three basic things, like fast, reliable experience, and it's like blurring the web boundaries that you have on your own website into your application. It's crazy because you're thinking at first on building your website, you optimize the front end, and then you optimize also the build on the back end and the API calls and the services calls, but you never consider actually what you would do if you had the opportunity to build a mobile application. And you do that all research and analysis of how you can build all of that thought you had on your website, and either in the front end or in the back end, into a mobile application. But this is what the Progressive Web Application does. It manages the whole pack of your website into one single web application that is used also in your phone. So that's what it actually offers as a concept, the PWA, and the benefits that it has. I couldn't actually think of much of challenges, and maybe this is a specific episode to be discussing this about, but mainly, as we said, Twitter Lite and Starbucks application, they have like fast, reliable experiences, and they can easily distinguish between what is good and what is a clear application boundary. But kind of the same or similar exploration of this field should be also the serverless architecture. What is the rise of having the serverless architecture, and the implication that it has on the web development is basically that it performs like AWS Lambda. I don't know if you are aware about AWS and specifically AWS Lambda. It specifically allows developers to, let's say, focus on writing the code without managing anything in the server infrastructure. So imagine that you have everything set up, and you have to write your own code, do your own thing, have your own infrastructure, but on server side, you don't have to worry about anything. So that's what AWS Lambda does. You can search for it right now as we talk. You can pause me. Just search for it. It will definitely help you in maybe understanding if you can take a step up from your own application or website. Give it a search. It basically will open a new way for you to manage your server, at least. Because right now, I remember I am building my application with the basic server.js from Stripe. And I have to build all of these webhooks to understand if a payment has been actually paid or not, and then upload and update the user credentials that I have on my website and database. So it's been kind of a mess to understand and do the analysis of the whole thing, but I'm getting to it. But if I had, from the very first steps that I took about this analysis, AWS Lambda, and even had a glimpse of how this was working, and the whole infrastructure of the server management, I wouldn't have taken this analysis at all, to be honest. But all of these have like a result in a final understanding, let's say, of CMS. Like, it has been going into the headless CMS concept. So if I could introduce the whole concept of the headless CMS, it would surely be like a huge advantage in modern web development. It would surely be something extraordinary, because it actually exists for some years now, but not so many developers have been taking this part. I don't know why, I don't know how, but lately it has been increasing in terms of its progression lately. So I can think of Contentful like a headless CMS. It would be surely an idea to use Contentful as a developer. It gives you the flexibility. You want to deliver any content across all platforms, you can use it. And you can think about working with React or maybe Vue and building your front end. But in that case, you don't have to worry about where the content is uploaded, how the content is uploaded. And of course, you don't even have to worry about anything that you have to be managing throughout your server side and how to manage the server infrastructure. As we said previously about the serverless architecture. So imagine you built a PWA, you don't manage your server, AWS Lambda manages your server, and then you have also a headless CMS. Imagine you use Contentful in order to upload everything on your CMS as Contentful, as a CMS, and deliver any content you'd like across various platforms. You can imagine that this actually blows your mind after that. So these three can be surely combined together. You can always take notes, take something like searching on Google on this kind of topics. Contentful, AWS Lambda, and PWAs are three of the most important things, I think, for the future. So these are three basic steps maybe that you can take in order for you to take it a step forward. So Jamstack is another, let's say, galaxy of building like a faster infrastructure. In defining Jamstack, I would say that it's a role of basically simplifying the workflow that you have for web development in general. The benefits are just like you can use either Gatsby or Next.js that can be used to build a fast, secure website, of course, and have your content pre-rendered when you land on the page. So no worries about your performance of the site, all of the things that the speed could be bumped up or bumped down, and you cannot even think about how to optimize these things, because Next.js and Gatsby are taking care of this. So Gatsby is like a platform, and then Next.js, which is built like a front-end secure system, can ensure anything that you have to build. And these are probably very good alternatives. If you can think of building with React, then I can put some things on Gatsby and then use Contentful like a CMS to be posting stuff inside there. AWS Lambda for server infrastructure, and I'm going to be fine about it. No worries about the speed of the site. No worries about either the rendering of the contents and the security, of course, which is very important. This is what WebAssembly also does. You can touch upon the potential of WebAssembly in enhancing the web application performance that you have and the capabilities of your website. Basically, what WebAssembly does is that it opens doors for running complex tasks, and it can give you native speeds, like near native speeds, transforming web development at all. So basically, it's more like a generic topic, but you can search, you can make small research about WebAssembly and how it is working. But that's why I put it last, because there's not much of an information to be shared here. So it is like an enhancing performance and capabilities of the web application that you're using. So that's what I can actually say right now and so far about it. But maybe we can have like a short on a video on YouTube to explain you in detail and in short how this behaves at all. So we basically talked about how we can enhance our capabilities. I would surely use React as a front-end framework or library, and then I would just make my way up to think about my back-end development, my server. How is my server responding? Then how I can not manage the server infrastructure and have another system take care of that. And not only for the server system, but also the CMS, the content management system that is going to be handling the content across various platforms that I need to be uploading to. And of course, I should have also the Gatsby technology to be available as a platform, Next.js to be working as fast as it can, as secure as it can, to pre-render the content that I have so it can be faster to access my pages. But enough of what we said about all of these things. We basically talked about the current state of programming, how React and Vue.js have taken the reins and the supreme reins of simplifying every aspect of the front-end development the latest years. And we talked about the PWAs, how Twitter and Starbucks have built their applications regarding everything that they have to do on part of the mobile web development, and brought these websites as part of the mobile experience from their users. We talked about serverless architecture, how platforms like AWS Lambda allow developers to focus on writing code and do not even care about managing the server infrastructure because the whole system does it for them. And we talked about also the headless CMS, how the headless CMS is like Contentful, the platform that can be used for the developers to gain the flexibility in delivering their content and uploading their content across all platforms, across different platforms on the internet. And of course, Jamstack and WebAssembly that help you with Gatsby and Next.js building the fast, secure, and pre-rendered content for your website. But you can have these in mind. You can summarize the key points that we have discussed today, and maybe take some considerations into building, we can say, like a table before even accessing your application, before even trying to update or take a step forward for your own personal or professional development. Take a summary, take the key points, discuss it with either your colleagues or your friends, and these insights can get you back to the future trends of what can be trending in the web application world. But you should know that as the technology evolves, we should be also emerging from these stuff. And PWAs are very important for the developers. They're growing in popularity lately. I am asked to do something like that at work, but not yet, let's say, but maybe I can, hopefully I can get my hands dirty on that and work a little bit with React, and maybe a Vue.js aspect, and maybe a component would surely work on that. I can get my hands dirty and have a personal experience with these at work, let's say. But enough of this. We talked about so many things, so many different things. We talked about PWAs, most important actually, and AWS Lambda, and Next.js, of course, which is like technology of the future. thanks for listening to this episode. If you like this episode, please put a like and subscribe to this channel, because it actually genuinely helps us to grow and show this episode to other users. Thank you again. I was Harry, and this was the Full Stack Radio. See ya.